So good evening, my beautiful humans. So today we are going to talk about a very personal topic about why we kind of left social media. So like it is pretty odd for you to listen from us that we are not in social media anymore, but only for the promotion activities and other stuff we are in social media. So like we have basically deactivated every of our personal social media platforms other than WhatsApp. So like like Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and other stuff. So like the major reason is why. So like why did we do such things? So like why, what is the reason? So like that is what we are going to discuss today in our episode. So like Shiram, what do you like to share about this?
So I don't know how many of you this might come as a shock, but I guess both of us used to be extremely addicted to Instagram. I think that was something which I guess we did not realize, or I guess that was something which we got used to, because I guess on an average, we both, at least I used to spend about around 7 to 6 hours, right? But obviously that was not visible to the naked eye, or you cannot immediately see that you're actually addicted to it. But when I went and checked my statistics, or I guess my screen time, it showed that around 6 hours of my usage was purely on Instagram, and the remaining 2 or 3 hours was for some other miscellaneous purposes. So we had to do something about it, or in the sense I had to do something about it, because it was high time that I stopped moving out. I like started making my way out of social media, because social media has given me nothing but problems, to be very frank with you, because obviously I know it has got its own fair share of advantages, but I guess we are beyond that point now, you know, because usually what do they say? Usually social media is for making connections with people, you know, staying in touch with your friends, posting about stuff, but at some point of time, you know, it all gets very boring, it all gets very monotonous, and it has given me some incredible issues of insecurity, body image issues, confidence issues, and variety of people post their life in that, and you know, that kind of gives you this insecurity, this feeling as to whether am I not living my life fully, because you know most of our friends, or at least most of the people on Instagram, usually like post these extravagant photos, you know, have these beautiful backdrops, they post as if they went to this place, that place, blah 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 blah, spending time with friends, you know. But I feel like at one point of time it becomes very irritating or annoying to see it, you know. It kind of drains you, you don't have any more energy. And
I've been doing this for years together, and why not, we are very tired of this process of posting up photos and getting likes, and the major reason why we kind of majorly left social media is because of the addiction. I see.
Pretty
so like
much.
We have exclusively talked about an addiction, addiction as a whole, as a separate content. So like if you like, you can go and watch that episode also, but we wouldn't have, you know, specifically mentioned about social media. We have just talking about the overlay of usage of technology and other type of addictions. But the real problem we started to realize is because that we have, as you told, we are spending hours together on Instagram and other social media platforms. So like you may realize that we are only using Instagram more, and for me personally, I think we use Instagram more than any other social media.
Yeah, yeah.
So like,
true.
Even more than WhatsApp or Twitter and Facebook. So like, the basic reason is because for what you told. So like posting photos. So like, you don't post photos like 24/7, right? So like weekly ones or monthly ones. If you snap any candid photos or very good photos that you feel like sharing with others. So like that may be the only reason. So like, you know, you will post it in a very long time, once in a period. So like you won't post daily. So the basic or the major problem I see in Instagram is the reels. So like if you click on any reels, right? So like you will see the reels, and it will automatically take you to the next
reel.
So like
endless
kind of a loop. So like where you kind of go into Instagram, watch reels, and keep on watching reels for hours together, go to sleep, and next day you repeat the same.
And nearly 2 hours goes by, right? You don't even see the time going. You just pick up your phone at around, let's say, 10.
Every content is interesting. So like you can't say that
exactly.
It's not interesting, or like it is very interesting. So like each and every content, for example, one is like a technical kind of a reel. So like other is like a meme. So like, you know, all these cable lame and other kind of memes. So like other is about dogs and other stuff. Other is like an experiment. So like each and every content has its own share of, disadvantage on our physical health. So like it kind of keeps you, you know, hooked
glued
up to
the screen,
glued to the screen, and you don't actually realize the time you spend on it. So like until you go to the you know, your screen timing on
probably I guess if I would have not checked it, or at least I would have not been conscious of that fact, I think I would have never seen it. I would have never realized it, you know, because we waste tons and tons of time. I probably have wasted around
you don't like, realize, right?
So exactly, like, that's the problem.
Me too. Yeah, we basically kind of keep on doing this for, you know, every day. If you touch your phone, your mind directly goes majorly to Instagram.
Yep.
So like you go
pretty
to
much.
Instagram, you see celebrity photos and other photos and other things. We already discussed about it in one of the starting episodes, I think. So technology is very important, and it kind of social media kind of we spoke about the advantages of social media, I think. So like
I guess both the sides of it. I think the episode name was Facades of Technology, if and we kind of babbled around on both the sides of technology.
About the advantage, about how useful it is to gather information from you know, social media, and recently also in a group discussion in our college, right? So like I got this topic. So like we were a group of 10, and I was the only one who kind of spoke about why I left social media and a number of reasons I was listing. But other 9 people kind of told that even though what he says is, you know, leaving social media is good, and you know, social media is something that is very dangerous. So like they listed out certain points that I completely oppose. So like they told that we can, you know, kind of connect with the people and get information and blah 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 and other stuff. So like we can get information from, why not from a newspaper or Google or any
we don't
other
need social media to gain information, right? That I guess that is an argument which only children pose, or people who don't know much internet about say, right? Because
you even have newspapers,
exactly,
television, and radio. So like you can exclude radio because it is like
job
old,
gone,
but old fashioned. And
but still, you don't need to have social media, right? You have Google, you have e-readers, you have new online news articles, you have apps, specific apps for that. For example, I use an app called InShots, right? They present news in very such small format. So there are various around things around you, but I guess the main problem is that, or at least personally for us, we both left, leaving social media has not been a very big impact for us, like in the sense that we did not have
it's
a lot of friends
over
there. Created
a very good impact, I would say.
Pretty much, yeah. The impact has only been positive. Like I don't want to exaggerate. Like I don't want to make this, like I don't want to asking you to quit. I'm not saying your life is going to change in just one single day. It's not like that. But
Shiram, as you discussed, right, it's not going to change it. It is going to change your life because you have that much amount of time. So time is something very important for one's own personal life to, you know, have a very good path in both of their career or personal life or health. So like your health improves, your time towards doing something
productive
improves. So like you have plenty amount of time, so like you can concentrate on your college subjects or any other skills you are trying to add to your resume or any other facts for that concern. So like you can develop your skills, you can do yoga, you can learn instruments like guitar, piano. So like n number of things. You know, most of our house have guitar or piano or any other instruments, but we wouldn't have cared to touch it even once. So like that is a major problem. So like we have more time to, you know, schedule ourselves in a proper way.
But I guess this thought process only occurs to a person who's responsible, right? Because you would not expect any other people, or not all people could follow what you told right now. Because if you really wanted to do all that, if you wanted to learn those stuff, you could have done that even while using social media. So what I'm trying to say is that only a few decisive people.
Balance, yeah.
Exactly. Because if you are pretty decisive as to what you want and what you're trying to do in life, you would probably do all of those things. But for the people who were still trapped, stuck in that delusion and stating that social media is like this world around us, social media is my world, that's where my life is, I'd like to tell you that is not true. I used to be a person who believed that, but there is a whole different life apart from social media. The friends on social media are not your friends anymore. I used to have around 200 followers as crap, 200 or 230 people. I probably talked about 4 people.
I had 1,000, bro.
Yeah, but we used to talk to what? 4 people. Probably not even 4. That's probably...
That is it, you know, kind of... You know, this it gives you like a feeling of having a drug. So like you want it more and more and more. If you have more followers, you think you are a god, a celebrity or something for that fact. So like I had this personally. I had this So like I was I'm admitted, so like I was trying to gain more followers. I would go and follow more you know, girls and boys. So like I try to do such things. So like, to if someone comes and sees my profile, right, I have this much amount of followers, so like I'm a well-known person, so like I would try to show off. So like, mm-hmm. basically I admit it,
and
I did it.
I guess everybody has to accept this, the primary reason you use social media, at least the majority of the reasons to slide into girls' DMs, like you have to accept it, like at some point, because this, the world is not like how it was 20 years back. You don't go to bars, you don't go to public gatherings and meet people. That's not how it works. Social media is your bar right now. You go there, you talk to random people, you see someone from the comment section, you go and talk, and pretty much that's how social life has become. That's how relationships evolve. That's long distance relationships basically work on that. That is like the foundation of long distance relationships.
It's like Tinder with the chat option.
Pretty much. That's what we've been using, and that's what it is being used for. So what I would like to say, or at least I don't want to drag this a lot, but the conclusion in this is that nobody is asking you, nobody is forcing you right now to quit social media. There is no such pressure from us or anybody from you. But there might come a point in life, or there might come a time, or that aha moment, where you might realize that it is all just tiring. The entire social media loop, this life, this dual life which you're living.
What they say about gathering information, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like if you have social media, you have more information.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So like that is, that point itself is something that is arguable. So like that point itself is completely, you know, dangerous. Because if you have, we would have discussed it about
information overload.
So yeah. Like, that is a major problem. So like, if you guys don't know what is meant by information overload, or if you haven't listened to it, so like you can go and check it out and know more.
I'll
about
probably
it.
Link it up in that I button. We'd probably,
yeah,
give it to you.
We'll go, give
it's
to
one
you
of the really good episodes we did, because this information overload thing is this primary cause of this information overload is because of social media, and we've talked extensively about that in it. And as Krishna told, information overload is seriously bad for you. Like, that can completely ruin your life. It can destroy your brain. A lot of those things. So go check out that episode if you want to know more about it. So yeah.
That is the major problem. So like, you don't have this,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
you know, you don't, you will be completely indecisive on what to choose between any kind of,
mm-hmm,
thing. So like, leaving social media. So to speak about the positive things that has done to me personally,
mm-hmm,
is, so like I found so much amount of time. So like I'm repeating it,
yeah,
but still, I have this time where before quitting social media, I was completely, you know, if I see my phone, I would go to social media.
You know, you have that instinct, right?
Yeah.
That the drug addict instinct. Usually go to pick up and see,
yeah,
any status.
Phone is actually, it was used to, you know, it was created because you have to converse with other person. You have,
mm-hmm,
to talk,
mm-hmm,
with them over,
mm-hmm,
phone,
mm-hmm,
call,
mm-hmm,
and video call. And it was for majorly for information gathering. And slowly it developed over the ages. So like 2010 and 15. So like this period was the, you know, the where the social media, all the social media kind of pumped out. So like the major purpose for you to have a cell phone. So,
mm-hmm,
that has changed. So like, cell phone now has become an entertainment device. So that is the major problem here. So like, people don't realize it. So like, they see the call, we are calling your relatives or friends,
mm-hmm,
or like,
mm-hmm,
that. They don't care much about it.
Mm-hmm.
It is,
mm-hmm,
something that, you know, it is a brick that entertains you.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you go, mm-hmm, to it for social media. So like, to see status and other stuff. So like, you don't only go and talk with your relatives or friends. So like, the main purpose is defeated. So like, what our current generation is doing is like completely, you know, we came to this idea of quitting social media. So, but as you told, most of the people don't realize the importance, or I don't know how many people
mm-hmm,
watching this video would start to do that. But really, speaking my experience, I have so much amount of time. I wake up early in the morning. So,
mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm,
this was a very major problem for me for past 4 or 5 years. I got my first phone, right? So like, I was constantly watching videos and movies,
mm-hmm,
and series and n number of stuff. I only slept like 12:30 or 1:30 at night. So like, every day,
yeah,
I used to sleep like that. So like,
yeah,
that drastically you know, damaged my health and personal life. So like, I didn't have time to I was a person, actually I was a person who kind of wake up early in the morning before, you know, I had this phone and stuff in my 8th or 10th grade. So, like,
yeah,
I was a person,
yeah.
I was a person who kind of wake up early and do my regular stuff, like reading books and going and you know, going out and playing. So, like, this also has affected the, so the no, the physical activities have reduced after I started using phone and other stuff, but now I got that time. So, like, I can go and play badminton with my friend, and I can go out and do walking and jogging. So, like, I have this plenty amount of time where the productive hours of a person, I believe, is the morning session. So, like, if you go late to bed in night, so, like, you will never
the early
wake
bird
up early.
Catches the prey, right?
Yeah.
One of
the
really
concept.
Famous
yeah.
proverbs. So,
yeah. And
probably the biggest takeaway from, I guess, for both of us is that the amount of time you get is very high. You would probably not realize it. You would probably think we are lying. But you don't realize it. You don't realize the amount of time you spend every day on the screen, scrolling, endlessly scrolling. Your mind is basically becoming numb because of scrolling.
And
but
also, I want you guys to stop and think for 5 seconds now. So, like, what you are doing with your phone every day. So, like, you are going to social media and watching movies, series and status, WhatsApp and chatting with your friends. Other than that, most part of the day, what you are doing. So, like, I know very few amount of people watching this video will spend the time productive. So, like, you never have balance between being productive and being you know, unproductive. So, like,
and also I guess
media.
From this we are not trying to say that we are the ones who are completely balanced. We are not the
yeah.
ones who have
but
a perfect lifestyle.
We are better than
yeah.
how you are now.
I think
but
that yeah.
I kindly suggest that if you at least try this for 10 or 20 days, right? So, like, if you come to a conclusion of, okay, let me try to quit all the social media.
Just
for a week, only
yeah.
1 week. I keep it as a challenge. So, like, the amount of time you get and the productivity you have within yourself, you don't realize who you are until you spend time on something, you know.
You don't even spend time with yourself, right? Because
yeah.
when you actually come out of it, you realize what you want. What is the thing which matters to you the most? Like, your mental health as a whole improves. I'm not even joking, because and I have seen the difference. Like, we both have been out of social media for a month now. We've had no contact with social media. We've not been on any of those social media websites. And I have to tell you, the mindset, the entire idea of you improves. You have a better self-esteem. You have a better image of yourself. I'm not saying this is going to be like a big change overnight. It happens. It is like a slow process. You have to admit that social media has been addictive to you. You have to admit that social media has been at fault. So once you do all these things, and you can, as Krishna told, you might even take it as a challenge, or you might even take it as something which, if you want to improve your life, I guess you could try this. Because I'm telling you, we both are telling you from personal experience, your life is going to change at least by 1%. Maybe not by suddenly overnight, it's not going to change, I suppose, but you are going to notice at least 1% of difference by the end of a week or a month or so. Definitely.
Yeah, I suggest you can try it. So, like, keep it as a challenge. So, like, 1 week without social media.
Yeah.
So, touching your phone only for important, for seeing only important messages and phone call.
Yeah.
Other than that, you delete all your social media apps, or like you kind of disable it
yeah.
for a week's time. So, like, you can see a lot amount of productivity coming out from yourself. So you will be more productive than you have ever been in your entire life. So, like, this is the time, this is the age to be productive. So, like, if you stop yourself from being productive and stop yourself from
mm-hmm.
being productive by using this social media and technology,
mm-hmm.
we are not only speaking about social media, we are also talking about technology
mm-hmm.
indirectly, because since the time we when we quit social media, right? So, like, about a month or two,
yeah.
So that time we also deleted our games and other stuff that we didn't use, and
we only kept the necessary things
yeah.
in our life in terms of technology. I think that would be a very good way to put it. We eliminated all of the distractions. Obviously, we cannot eliminate completely, right? We still watch TV shows. We still do all the... We're still teenagers. We're still not those... you don't like those...
We have not completely came out of it, but...
Using it in moderation.
Yeah, we have excluded it about like 85%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we don't watch shows.
The problem
shows.
For us was playing PUBG, right?
Yes,
so
that,
like,
was one thing
yeah.
which... Like, I guess we kind of forced ourselves to push it out of, and that was a very good thing, I'm telling you.
Now, I don't also remember how the game
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
So
it's
like,
been... It's like
been
your brain.
Two or three months we deleted PUBG, and one and a half months we deleted all our social media
everything,
platforms.
Yeah.
So, like, that is something first you told her it is a detox, I will not use it for
a number of times, and I will revisit it.
But now we are realizing and we can say for sure that we will never revisit it.
Probably.
Because the amount of time we have, we get from eliminating all these social media.
It's humongous. Is,
yeah. It is something
very big. I cannot tell you the importance of the time.
We have been focusing on our career, how to build our resume, how to get our
how to get better in life, I guess. You'd start feeling positive, you'd start feeling optimistic toward things. You won't be that same old pessimistic person, the guy who always thinks looks at things from this like neutral perspective. The one conclusion which I want to like make out of everything we've talked about is that I am 100% sure there is going to be a change in your life. Like, I am going, like, both of us give it to you probably in writing. Like, you are going to change in some, to some extent. But to what level you are going to change is totally up to you. That's up to you. Like, you can change how much ever you want, but the change is only going to be positive.
I am personally asking those who are seeing this video, right? So, like, what are you going to do? What are you going to achieve from seeing all these reels and social media and posting your pictures and getting likes? Is it going to give you money? No. Is it making you...
But to some people, it does give money.
See, I'm saying for those in our age group, so like most 95% of the people, so like, is it going to convert you into a celebrity? No. Is it going to give you something that you have never experienced in your life? No. Are you productive? No. So, all this thing is yes, when you kind of completely avoid the social media, or at least, as I told, take it as a challenge and do it, and you see the results. You know, you can see the results by your own. So at the end of the 6th or 7th day, if you try this challenge, so like completely avoid social media and completely try to be productive, or you will be productive without that. I would definitely share.
Yes, definitely. Say. We are not trying to say that you end up wasting all your time. That's not the point. The point is that the level of productivity, the efficiency which you produce in any work you do would definitely increase by a very large amount. I think
and
that
also, speaking about the social media, right? So like we spoke about Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Twitter and Facebook are comparatively less used when compared to Instagram.
Yeah.
But I thought that first I deleted all these kind of apps, Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. But I kept YouTube. I only kept on using YouTube. But now, it has become the worst social media ever because they also added these shorts like Instagram. It has become way more destructive and, dangerous. So, like, Instagram, I would say a formula. Instagram from plus Facebook plus Twitter is equal to YouTube. So, like,
YouTube is
such a big platform where you kind of non-stop, you kind of watch all these videos and recommendation. So, like, As you told, I deleted my YouTube account and started a new account and turned off the recommendations. So that has helped me, and I was a fool. I didn't realize that YouTube is sucking out my productivity. And one of our friends, right? So like his name is Siddharth.
Siddharth, we did this because of you. Go on.
He is our kind of inspiration to delete and be like this. So like if you didn't have such person around you or as a friend, so like you wouldn't have this idea of quitting social media.
Initially I was against him, like I and him always have debates, right? Like our thinkings are like completely diametrically opposite. Like he is a person who never was on social media, he was never on YouTube, or even used YouTube to very minimal extent. He was like this digital minimalism, that's what he followed, and I was a complete opposite. So we always used to have debates, and I guess I eventually understood his way of thinking and why what he was saying was actually something which was something very important, and it took me a little bit of time to understand what he was saying. So
he has also been very useful. So like if you don't have a person around you, majorly if you have a person who is a friend to you, who doesn't use social media more, so like we kind of kept on knowing about how he is and how productive he spends his time. So like that inspired us a lot on this process of quitting social media. So like I would suggest that each and everyone try this at least as a challenge. I'm saying this for your betterment, for your welfare. So this has been a very important decision in your lifetime, and You may think after our studies we would continue using social media as we enter into job. So that is not the case here. As you know, completely avoid something for a long period of time, you will never have this temptation to go again and use it. So like, especially on social media. So like, yeah, it is very, you know, useful, and you can have n number of productive hours.
Yeah.
And if you are a person who struggles to, you know, leave social media and stuff, so like this challenge would help you, and you would find more time to make something productive, do something productive.
Yeah.
So
yes, Krishna, we've talked ample and ample about this. We thought this would come around to about 10 to 20 minutes. We talked so extensively, but I think these 20 or 25 minutes or whatever might be something which you really enjoy to listen. At least we enjoy talking about this.
It's not like a content that we are making now. It is like an important warning that we are giving to you. So literally it is a warning for all the people watching this episode. So like, at least have this idea about how productive you can be. So like, speaking this word productive again and again, I don't mean that you will spend your time idle and do nothing. You will do something productive as you are studying, and you can focus on
if
your
you
studies.
Have some commitment, you would probably be more committed towards that work.
Yeah.
Right, that's
if
what
you are
mean
more
by
committed towards social media, as you guys are now, you will be more committed to it, and you will care less about your studies and other stuff. At this point of time, at least until you complete your degree or stuff,
whatever you're
yeah,
doing, maybe school or degree or whatever, that's up to the person who's listening to this.
That is very important for you to focus more on your studies and develop your skills and develop your resume. So like, you can do some such things to improve yourself and your life. So like, this is the point in time you have to think about it. So like, the one thing that is not allowing you to be productive is social media and technology. So these both doesn't allow you to come out and be productive. So like, you can try this, and we are speaking it from experience. And Shriram, and what do you think about you know, this challenge and other stuff? So like,
yeah, as we told, this would be, just give it a try, you know. Don't stress it out, just stay for a week, you know, just keep doing a normal thing, but instead just remove social media, just take that out of the equation, just do keep doing a normal thing, and you'll see the difference. There is going to be a difference, I'm telling you, but again, it all depends on you, it all depends on how you spend your time, how you use that excess time. So yeah, so I guess that should wrap this discussion. I say this has been really long, but I hope all of this was obviously worth it in the end. I think this was an important discussion to have, something which I guess we needed to share to the world. So I guess, so the usual thing, if you are watching this on YouTube, and if you have any suggestions, criticism, or if anybody of you is actually out of social media, then please share your opinion, etc., on the comment section below. Regarding Spotify and Anchor, please go listen to us there as well, and follow us on Spotify as well. And obviously Clubhouse is something which you don't say anymore, and I think there's no point in talking about Clubhouse, but if you are indeed in Clubhouse, we also have a group there, so if you might want to join, go join. And I guess that's all for the promotion side of things, I suppose. Okay then, so I guess we'll see you in the next episode. Yeah, go on.
And also, we think you would like our new update, that is the change of logo.
That would have already been affected, I suppose, right? By the time this comes, I think we would have put out another one of our really good episodes, which you might have already seen, or if you have not seen, go see it, which you'll probably know about. Okay. So I guess that's the end for this episode, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.